And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And Laurie Hopkins Kavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host on 94.9, is going to talk about the Gillette razor commercial that you probably have already seen. And why this mom and wife finds its message unacceptable. Laurie, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Brad and I have both put our, we've put our toxic masculinity right out in front this morning. So if people don't like us because we're toxic masculine males, they can turn the station off. We just want to let people know that, Laurie, so.
That's what we both want to let people know.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Brad.
No, I said I want you to know I agree with him 100%. I can't believe, you know, what is wrong with being masculine? What is wrong with it?
Well, you know, the American Psychological Association published right before Gillette came out with this toxic masculinity ad, they published they announced that traditional masculinity is harmful to society.
Harmful.
Really?
So and these are the people.
I'm harmful to society when women come up to me and talk to me and everything. That's harmful, and I haven't done anything.
Traditional men are harmful, and these are the people that are writing the curriculum for sex education in school systems and teaching your kindergartners about gender identity. And these are the folks that have come up with fluid identity, where you can be any gender at any moment of time during the day. And, so Gillette has jumped on this this cultural Marxist bandwagon to tell men that they're not good enough. And that really bothers me a lot, because the rate of suicide among young boys is astronomical. It's a really serious subject.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that every mother fears, that their child will commit suicide, but boys are commit suicide at a much higher rate than girls do.
Yeah.
And men commit suicide at a much higher rate than women do.
You know, Laurie,
so shaming men for being men is, I think, dangerous to society.
I have a theory here, and I'm always Mr. Cynical on this. I have a new Coke theory on this. And when companies do stuff like this, and I think you and I are both old enough to remember the new Coke and how Coca-Cola was, oh, they were shocked, Laurie, when the public outcry of new Coke, so they want to look like heroes, and they brought back old Coke. You remember that whole thing, which I think was a great setup. I think, although they claim to be this, Gillette claims to be this great socially conscious company, I think this is all a bunch of crap. Actually, I do. And I think this was done to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in free advertising and to get the word Gillette out there.
I second the motion.
And I just think that all this masculinity stuff was dreamed up. Not that it's not an issue, but I think they're being really phony here. That's just that's just to get mentions. That's all I think.
Well, isn't it a two-sided coin when you look at shaming men for being men?
Oh, of course.
You should really shame women for being women as well.
No, I can't
do
that.
So what are they going to do next? Women shave their legs. They buy Gillette products.
Yeah.
Are they going to do a parody on how girls walk around with their skirts hiked up above their, sexual parts, and how porn star put a couple porn stars in there, and the whole, it's just, sell your razors for
shut
what
up.
They do.
Shut up, and shut up and sell your razors.
Right. Well, this is what's so ironic. I was watching the parodies on YouTube that men have produced in response to this ad.
Yeah.
And it's like boys behaving badly.
Yeah.
And they're funny, but they're these are the men that are saying, hey, don't tell me what a man is. I am a man. Don't,
yeah.
you know, don't push some kind of a gender ideal
yeah.
that there is no such thing as a man on me. And
I don't pay any attention to it myself.
Yeah, and you know, Lori, the funny thing is, and I'm sure, and Brad, and you and I, and Lori, we can all agree on this. You know, sometimes if you talk to a lot of women, as I do, women don't want men to be wimps. They don't mind some masculinity in their men. I mean, all this notion about how this whole tender understanding thing, I mean, a lot of women I work with at other jobs are like, please stop with that, okay? I want a real man. Can we move on here, you know?
I celebrate testosterone.
Yes.
It is a wonderful,
yes.
wonderful.
Lori likes, Lori likes testosterone, ladies and gentlemen. Yes,
here.
Yes.
There's too much estrogen in our water.
Yes.
There's a feminization of
yeah.
men. I took my son to the mall to
yeah.
get him some clothes. We
yeah.
were going down to Regent University.
Yeah.
And all of the clothes for the men were fruity clothes. I mean,
yeah.
they were all flowers.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Colors.
You know,
and yeah.
It is really the feminization of men, but
yeah.
you got to look at some of the parodies on YouTube.
I will.
Some
I will.
Pretty bad.
I will.
But
well, listen,
yeah,
you
so
celebrate.
I'm going to shout out to all you guys. We love you for
excellent.
Who you are.
Excellent. You celebrate.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I feel better already.
You celebrate testosterone. You celebrate testosterone, and you'll be happy to know that Brad and I freely celebrate estrogen too whenever we have the chance here on this show. All right, Lori, thanks. We appreciate it. Have a happy week.
Have a good one. And
yeah,
thanks for coming.
Enjoy.
Today.
Italy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. I'm already working on my walking chops. So we'll see what happens. Thanks,
yeah,
Lori.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Well, there you
Thank
go.
You.
There you go. Well, see that, Brad. See, oh, that's my theory.